like the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The noblest رسول صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has beautifully mentioned that whosoever recites one Durood Sharif upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba and welcome to viewers of Madani Channel to such a wonderful and a beautiful series, Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle, in which we were learning about Niyat, the power of intention. We learned about cure for anger. We learned about harms of jealousy. We learned about many things about to build a relationship with the Quran. Alhamdulillah, all in the previous episodes, we discussed about time management as well. And today, inshallah, is an important topic as well. And this topic, or this episode, is such a topic, such an episode, which will make each one of us realize that we are also falling prey to this disease. Or we are falling, let's say, victim to this disease. And today's topic is about how to overcome laziness in deen. Firstly, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, our sustainer, our provider. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from the evil of our actions. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah jalla shanuhu allows to go astray, none can guide. Laziness, the silent killer of deen. Laziness in deen is not a small flaw. It is not a personality trait. It is not, I'm just tired. It is a spiritual disease. Like in the previous episodes, we learned about jealousy is a spiritual disease. Anger is a spiritual disease. Just like that. And we learned about time management, that time is the most valuable thing that we have. That any action you want to do, you need time for it. And if you want to do it and you prioritize something, you include it in your schedule. If something is not important, it's not part of the schedule. So saying I don't have time is a baseless thing unless you have important things in your schedule. That's why you don't have time. Coming back, laziness is a spiritual disease, one that rots the heart. While the body still looks religious, I'm going to let that settle in. This is a kickstart. That laziness in deen, it happens to most of us. Almost every person becomes lazy. It rots the heart, but apparently the person still looks religious and pious. Now, I want everyone to understand this clearly, dear viewers of Madin Channel. Most people do not abandon good deeds in Islam because of thinking it's not valuable or something. No, every good action has value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They abandon it because of neglect. And neglect is born from laziness. We all know that reading Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one of the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It increases one's blessings. It removes sins. It increases and elevates ranks. But we neglect reciting it because we become lazy in reciting it. We have prioritized our time into many things of this dunya that we have become lazy to put foot in the field of worshipping, in the field of Islam itself. Islam comprises of good actions, proper belief, proper aqidah. But we have become lazy to understand that we are so focused on this dunya, we don't even want to step foot in worshipping, in learning Quran, in understanding hadith, in putting our footstep in understanding Islam. Why? Because we've become lazy. And the only way we became lazy is because we became very comfortable with this dunya. No one wakes up one day and says, I will leave my salah forever. No one says that I'm never going to perform salah again. But when salah time starts, they say, I will pray later. When Fajr comes, I will pray later. While he's saying that I'll pray later, like this, the time of Fajr finishes. And then he gets shocked that what have I done? So he did not say, I will leave salah forever. He just delayed it out of laziness. And because of his laziness, he completely missed his salah. And when a person says, I'll pray later, that later never comes. I will do this task later, that later never comes. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are some students who are watching. There are some parents who are watching. There are some people who do corporate jobs who are watching. For the children, I'll do my work later. That later never comes. Tomorrow, the next day, the teacher shouts the student, why didn't you do your work? Must because, oh teacher, I was busy. You weren't busy. You said you prioritized something else because you wanted comfort and you got lazy from finishing the task. When it comes to the elders that are watching, those who are working in companies, when the boss or the CEO gives them a task and they say, I'll do it later, that later never comes. The next day they go to the office or go to the company, whatever. What does the CEO do? He scolds them, he shouts them, he cuts off salary. He does what he wants. It's the CEO. Because you're getting the shouting. Why? Because of laziness. You prioritized comfort and became lazy from doing your official task. The Holy Prophet ﷺ beautifully mentioned, he ﷺ used to seek refuge from laziness. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasl. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I seek refuge in you from incapacity and laziness. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, granted the best of nations, granted the best of companions, is teaching his beloved ummah that you should also seek refuge by Allah from laziness. Now ask yourself, honestly, if laziness were harmless, why would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam beg in the court of Allah or request Allah, ask Allah for protection from it? Which means it's dangerous, it's harmful. We think laziness is to rest. That's not rest. That's wasting time. That's breaking your posture. That's breaking your schedule. The moment you doze off, you say, I'm only going to sleep for 2 minutes. Or I'm going to sleep for 5 minutes. I will do this later. Every time it happens that you came from school, for example, the students who are watching came from school, went home, said that they're going to do their work later. It's 3 o'clock, for example. They close their eyes. They say, I'll do it later. I'll wake up in 5-10 minutes. When they open their eyes, they see it's 6 o'clock. For some people in some areas, Asr is gone. Maghrib started. So like this, Asr Salah went and they delayed in doing their schoolwork. Schoolwork also delayed. Next day, teacher shouted, Mursing Salah, the name of that person is written on the door of Jahannam. Out of laziness, everything is happening in dunya and in the hereafter. Alongside laziness, cowardice, miserliness, overwhelming debt, being overpowered by people, all these things humiliates a person spiritually. When he becomes lazy, he does not put effort in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he becomes a coward, he starts fearing things other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's losing his spirituality. When he becomes a miser, he neglects giving that which Allah gave him. The maal that each one of us has, the family that each one of us has was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The maal he azza wa jal gave you, that same maal you need to give in the court of Allah. Yet he's becoming a miser. That removes spirituality. Overwhelming debt removes spirituality because you have taken too much of debt and have become lazy in paying that debt off. Being overpowered by people is by allowing people to tramp on you, to stamp on you. Why? Because you are someone who does not like to do work, who's lazy. That's why people stumble upon you, jump upon you, hate you. And like this, it humiliates that person. And laziness humiliates the person the most. Because one who's lazy cannot earn. One who's lazy cannot make ibadat worship properly. One who's lazy cannot even protect his family from problems. One who's lazy cannot look after his family financially. One who's lazy cannot look after his family medically. One who's lazy cannot look after his family emotionally. He can't look after himself. How is he going to look after other people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentions in the glorious Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa idha qamu ila ssalati qamu kusala. When they stand for prayer, they stand lazily. This ayah is actually for the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. If laziness in salah is a sign of hypocrisy, why do people feel safe living with it? A question that each person must ponder upon. We know laziness is dangerous, yet we are still lazy. We don't like to perform ibadat out of love. We do it because we need to do it. And we do it lazily also. Very weak posture. We stand crooked. We make sajda in very laziness, very tired. This Ayat-e Karima, when they stand for prayer, they stand lazily. This Ayat-e Karima should instill fear in our hearts. Remember the silsila, this beautiful series is keys to an Islamic lifestyle. And in an Islamic lifestyle is to not be lazy. And Allah does not like people who are lazy. Allah says when they stand for prayer, they stand lazily. Talking about the munafiqeen, those people who are the hypocrites. So if standing lazily in salah is hypocrisy, yet people are not fearing it. Why are people not fearing it? Because they have become lazy in even taking advice from people. Allahu. How dangerous laziness is. Then they become lazy to even take in advice. That's why they don't even worry about what's happening outside. Or what's happening around them. Am I even worshipping Allah properly? Am I even working properly? Am I even loving my parents properly? Am I lazy in looking after my family? Am I lazy in playing with my children, in looking after them, in buying for them things, giving them food, nourishing them, asking Allah for help? We have become lazy to even make dua. We need to strip the excuses. People say, I'm tired, I'm busy, I don't feel motivated. Allah knows my heart. They're not lazy with work, money, entertainment, phones, social media, scrolling, relationships, dunya goals, worldly goals. They will wake up early, stay up late, push through exhaustion for dunya. But when it comes for Deen-e-Islam, the problem is not energy, it's priority. And we need to know what to prioritize. If we prioritize something, we will take our time for it. So we're not lazy for Deen. We have become neglectful to prioritize our deen. We don't want to put deen in front of our dunya. We think that if we close our shops dhuhr time, then people are going to come exactly on that time and we're going to lose our rizq. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal ordered you to perform dhuhr. You need to perform dhuhr. You don't have a choice. Allah will bless you for the customers that you lost because of dhuhr. Think of it in a positive way. Ya Allah Azawajal, if I close my shop a certain time, people are not going to come to me, and that's the time, peak time, where people come and buy things from me. Ya Allah, I'm not going to close my shop because of Salah. Allahu Akbar. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. We need to revolve our entire life around Salah so that we can get that which Allah loves. And that is His pleasure. Allah loves to be pleased with His bondsman. And how is Allah going to be pleased with the one who prioritizes dunya instead of deen? Salah is deen. Earning dunya, earning for family, deen, two different things. Just earning with no good intention, dunya. Earning for family so that they can survive, they don't have to beg, deen. But to do that, you need to prioritize your salah. Laziness in deen is simply this, that people prioritize their dunyawi goals instead of keeping their Lord happy. Yani, they have not instilled Allah's love in their hearts, but they instilled the dunya's love in their heart. Laziness. Shaitan loves it. Shaitan does not always drag people to major sins first. He whispers, you can pray later. You still have time. There's 2 hours. Pray in the next hour. The next hour comes, pray 30 minutes. Last 30 minutes left, there's still 30 minutes left. It takes 5 minutes to make wudu, maybe 6, maybe 7, maybe 2 for some people. However much, how long it takes, proper wudu. And then 10-15 minutes for salah, you still have time. Like this, salah time is gone. So shaitan directly did not make you lazy. Shaitan made you prioritize comfort upon worship and deen. Rest today. It's fine, you can read Quran tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. We don't even know if you're going to breathe the next breath that we take. We don't know if we're going to be alive tomorrow. Then Shaitan whispers, start tomorrow. Example, it's a Wednesday. Any work you start on a Wednesday, this is true though. Any work that you start on Wednesday, inshallah, with good intention, comes to an end. The one should prioritize to start his work on Wednesday. But if Allah gave you that permission, the power to sit and read Quran on a Tuesday, Shaitan will come say, start tomorrow. It's Wednesday, it's a beautiful day. Oh, wait for Friday. Friday is multiplied by 70 reward. It's a day of blessings. Start on Friday, leave Tuesday. What is Tuesday? It is a day. Allah made that day. Yet we prioritize Shaitan's whispers. Now, when it comes to belief, aqidah, we have to believe in things that are necessary to believe in. And some people get lazy in believing like that, or get lazy in learning for it. Shaitan whispers and says, at least you believe, at least you are Muslim, at least you were created by born Muslim, or at least you became Muslim. That's how Shaitan tricks each one of us. He makes us slowly, slowly become neglectful. And that's how we become lazy in deen Islam. Like this, then Salah got delayed. Quran is left on the shelves. Dhikr completely disappears. Conscience becomes quiet. Sin becomes normal. It feels like that's how it's supposed to happen. And the more the person does sin, the blacker his heart gets until the heart feels nothing. If your heart is black, advice cannot get instilled into it. It does not penetrate a black and hardened heart. How to purify from it? Don't be lazy. Remove the laziness completely from your heart. Tell Allah, speak to Allah, and speak to yourself that today, all the viewers of Madini Channel and myself, you must repeat these words that I'm saying. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am not going to be lazy from today. I am going to prioritize my salah and then I will go to work. I'm going to prioritize my prayers and then I'm going to do my business. I'm going to prioritize my Quran and then family time. I'm going to prioritize my zikr of Allah and then my rest time. That intention we all must make. To become lazy, you need to start neglecting things. And once you become lazy, you have destroyed yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this laziness from our hearts and our souls. Ameen. Now, Every time we hear this laziness, it's dangerous. Why is it more dangerous than sin? A sinner may repent. A lazy person delays repentance. Allahu Akbar. The person who's sinning day and night is making tawbah in the court of Allah, and the person who does less sins than him is not even repenting. Ya Allah, tomorrow I will repent. Ya Allah, tomorrow I will repent. Until when tomorrow comes, soul is gone, put into the qabr. He didn't know. He kept on saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. A sinner feels guilt. He feels guilty. He, Ya Allah, I know I did it. Ya Allah, it was me. I know. I did it. But a lazy person feels nothing. He doesn't care. A sinner knows they're doing wrong. A lazy person thinks they're fine. That is why laziness is lethal. We normally wait for motivation. Motivation is a lie. One of the biggest traps today is the idea of motivation. Islam is not built on motivation. It is built on submission. You submit in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. There's nothing else for you to do but to submit yourself in the court of Allah and Allah's orders and Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's orders. Salah was not prescribed because you feel inspired. We don't perform salah because we're motivated today, tomorrow we're not motivated. No. We perform salah because it is obligatory upon us and it gets us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting was not commanded because it's convenient. It will make you healthy. It will make you thin. It will keep you fit. No. Fasting is because Allah azza wa jal wanted the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fast. Allah made it necessary upon them during the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, this month of Ramadan, countless of Muslims are fasting. Some people who are sick are not fasting, illa mashallah. But we all are fasting, alhamdulillah. This fasting is not because it's convenient. We are fasting because it is the hukum of Allah. You know why some people fast, but those same people don't perform salah? That's dangerous. Something to think about. There's always someone like that. They will fast whole Ramadan, but miss every single salah. Except Jummah. Because when a person fasts, his entire day he is stopped from eating, drinking, etc. And people are constantly around that person because he's going for work, he's doing so and so thing. And if they see him eating, Hazrat, you're eating, it's Ramadan, you're supposed to be fasting. But they are unable to see that he did not perform Fajr today. So he feels no one is watching me at this moment. It's fine. Leave it. But I'm fasting. I need to because people know today is Ramadan or it's Ramadan. I have to fast. You see how it happens, how dangerous laziness is. He became lazy of fasting. He became lazy of salah because he neglected it first. And then it, at the end of the day, it destroys him. Allah did not say, pray when you feel like it. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish the prayer. Force precedes love. Discipline precedes sweetness. No matter how tired, how lazy, how demotivated a person is, when it's time for salah, a iman full person, a person full of iman will get ready, will jump, will make pure, proper wudu and perform salah. Why? There's no laziness in deen. I love Allah. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter how sick I am today, salah is fard. I'm going to make wudu in the cold weather with the cold water to get reward. And I'm going to stand up on my 2 feet and I'm going to perform salah. That is a true believer. The one who neglects laziness. So he becomes lazy to become lazy. And that destroys his evil side. Well, because remember, first neglection comes, then laziness comes, then destruction comes. So he neglects to become lazy. So he destroys the evil side of him. Ultimate destruction. To become pious for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone waiting to feel spiritual will die waiting. You don't wait to feel spiritual. You do things to make you spiritually strong. Anger removes spirituality. Jealousy removes spirituality. Pride removes spirituality. Don't do those things, increases spirituality. Don't do jealousy, increases spirituality. Remove anger, increases spirituality. The keys are in our hands. We just need to know which door to fit it in. A beautiful thing one of my teachers taught me, and a friend of mine, you can take the horse to the well, but never force it to drink. Which means that that horse will only drink when it feels like to. You can't force it to drink. Just like that. Laziness is overcome by those people who fight their laziness. Either you command your nafs, your desires, or it commands you. You choose. Must I let my nafs command me, or must I command my nafs? People love extremes, huge goals, emotional bursts, spiritual highs, and then they crash. But Islam doesn't want fireworks. Islam wants footsteps. Islam doesn't want like sparks and you just suddenly start doing everything on the same day. You read whole Quran in one day, all your salah, 1,000 nawafil, million durood example. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who are consistent. You read 2 extra nafil today, tomorrow read the same. You read 1,000 durood sharif today, read 1,000 tomorrow also. Don't read 1,000 or don't read one para. And then whole month you don't read Quran. Read one page, half a page, quarter page, one line. But read every day. And best way to become free from laziness is to prioritize your deen over dunya. Shaitan is not afraid of what you do once. He is terrified of what you do every day. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most beloved deeds to Allah are those that are consistent even if small. No matter how small it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it if it is consistent. There's one person who's reciting one para once a week. One para once a week or once a month. One day he read and for the next 6 days or for the next 29 days or 30 days he did not read. So one para per month. One para per day. And then there's one person who reads one ayat one day. In whole month, maybe he'll read one para properly or he'll even read less. But Allah loves the one who's consistent and not lazy. So Shaitan is not afraid of what you do once. 1,000 nawafil, 1,000 durood sharif, 10 paras. Then tomorrow you become negligent, you don't even read any of those, you even miss the fard salah. Shaitan is scared of those people who are consistent and disciplined in deen. And to become disciplined in deen, you need to stop being lazy. We wonder why salah feels heavy. It's because we don't perform it every day. That's laziness. We need to perform it every day. You cannot drown the soul in pleasure and accept it to crave Allah. If you drown your soul in pleasure of this dunya, you cannot allow that same heart to please Allah, to crave Allah, to desire Allah's bounty and mercy. Make dua against laziness. But dua without action is self-deception. Ya Allah, protect me from laziness. And the same night you don't even perform Isha Salah. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, protect me from becoming lazy. You didn't even open the Quran. Such a, inshallah, end of this, a small thing. Tie the camel, then trust Allah. Don't leave it open and say, I trust Allah. Allah gave you a brain. Allah gave you a mind. Tie the camel, then trust Allah. Make dua to Allah and act upon it and then ask Allah, Ya Allah, now I'm also acting upon it. Help me even more. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give me so and so thing. And you didn't even strive to get it. You didn't even open up a business. Ya Allah, make my business successful. You didn't even open a business and you're asking Allah to make your business successful. In a nutshell, if you put it, laziness will destroy your deen. Stop being lazy. Laziness doesn't mean you're evil. It makes you feel empty. Do not wait for death to wake you up. Do not wait for regret to teach you discipline. Start today, even if it's small, even if it hurts your comfort. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless us in this beautiful month of Ramadan. And because the topic of laziness came, may He remove the laziness that we have and may we do more and more ibadat in this holy and beautiful month. Keep on watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Hold tight the keys, touch light the way, they turn each each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the keys that light the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.